Okay, we're doing a Christmas podcast. It's a Christmas afternoon, great morning of opening presents, and Diane now has a digital SLR camera, and that's kind of cool. We watched some movies, and now she's watching Little Women, and as much as I tried, I couldn't quite do that. We went to a movie yesterday after I got off work, a Christmas Eve movie. They saw the movie Avatar. I liked it. It was very interesting. Apart from the person behind me with the H1N1 sneezing all over my popcorn and the kids on the other side of us talking throughout the movie, it was pretty cool, and it reminded me of this song, and I don't know where this podcast is going because I hadn't planned on playing any of this crap, but let's just do this. There's people that, musicians, songwriters, that shape the way I write songs and play music, and believe it or not, this is the first one of them was someone who called himself Lobo. His real name was Kent Lavoie. He's probably most famous for the song Me and You and A Dog Named Boo, but he did the first album of his that I got was called Just a Singer, and it was a whole album full of songs he didn't write. And so this is a whole podcast full of songs I didn't write. Anyway, after seeing the movie Avatar, it reminded me of this song. In Chicago, playing in the street, not enough to wear, not near enough to eat. But don't you know he saw it on that July afternoon? Saw a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Young girl in Calcutta, barely 8 years old. The flies that swarm the marketplace will see she don't grow old. But don't you know she heard it on that July afternoon? She heard a man named Armstrong had walked upon the moon. Now the river's getting dirty and the wind is getting bad. Oh, war and hate are killing off the only earth we have. But the whole world stopped to watch it on that July afternoon. They watched a man named Armstrong walk upon the moon. Time ago, somewhere in the universe, they watched a man named Adam walk upon the earth. Yeah, we're doing all of this without the aid of additional lyrics or chord charts or anything, so that's not the start I was hoping for, but still the thought is there. Great movie if you want to go see this Avatar thing. It was pretty cool. We didn't go to the 3D IMAX version. I feel like movies today assault my senses plenty without me going down that road, you know. And then after Lobo, believe it or not, I started listening to Queen music, but I never really learned how to play any of it on the guitar. I used to play it on piano. And seeing as how the microphone is sitting on top of the keyboard here, we're probably not doing that. But then there was this guy called Jim Croce. And I bought a book and it showed me how to finger pick his songs, and that was really cool. And now I've forgotten all of that, but this is one of his songs. Well, I had just got out of the county prison doing 90 days for non-support, trying to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't listen to the fact that I was a genius. The man said we got all them we can use. I got them steadily depressing, low down my mess and working at the car wash blue. You know I should be sitting in an air-conditioned office with a swivel chair, talking some trash to the secretary, saying, hey now mama, come on over here. And said, I'm stuck here rubbing these fenders with a rag and a walking home in soggy old shoes. I got them steadily depressing, low down my mess and working at the car wash blue. You know, a man of my ability should be smoking on a big cigar, but till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit rubbing his car. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You know, you might not believe that it's true, but working in this end of Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and any highbrow society news. I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. Steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. That's a guy who died, like, way too young. So I had the Lobo thing going on, and I had Jim Croce going on, and I didn't know it at the time, but I had some Tom Paxton songs that I'd learned from my cousins, although I had no idea who Tom Paxton was or that he even wrote them, and even some Phil Oak stuff, but I got to college, and a man named Charles Reber introduced me to music by a guy named John Prine. And it was like, wow. This is who I need. This is who I ought to be. And then I started to realize as I drifted into John Prine that people change, music changes. It wasn't all like Lobo and Jim Croce, where everything they did was Lobo or Jim Croce. It was like John Prine was different people at different times. It was very interesting. So this is probably not the John Prine song you're thinking of. Friend in Fremont sells used cars, you know. He calls me up about twice a year just to ask me how to go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Molly went to Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog, and she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against a log. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. Oh, but actually, all them dogs are just about the same. Sunlight makes me clean, and your light is the sweetest thing this boy's ever seen. And I heard Allah and Buddha were singing at the Savior's feast. While up in the sky, an Arabian rabbi fed Quaker oats to a priest. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, all them gods are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight. Sweetest thing this boy's ever seen. I got a friend in Fremont, sells used cars, you know. Calls me up about twice a year just to ask me, hey, how's it going? Pretty good. Met some people at TCU and they were all like, they knew some of the songs I knew. It was weird. And they started playing some other songs. One of the songs they played was a song called Suzanne. I thought it was like the best song I've ever heard. Turned out it was written by Leonard Cohen. I never really learned to play that song. This is a Leonard Cohen song I learned to play. Because if it's in C, I can play it. Sometimes I get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last. You kept right on loving, I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too fat. But I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while, I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed and there's only one chair. And I pray each night for your step on the stair. And I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight
We'll be fine. For a while. Sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. And she's moving her body so brave and so free. And if I have to remember, that's a fine memory. And I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine.
For a while, and I discovered who Tom Paxton was, and that was pretty cool. And I remember many, many, many years later when John Satterwhite committed suicide by shooting a shotgun into his mouth. The night I told him he couldn't have his job back at the University Pub, I went to his funeral and I played this song. That's the wrong key. Let's try this again. Anyway.
And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your Well, he was a pal and a friend always. Stuck with me through the hard old days. And he never cared if I had no dough. We rambled around in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And late one night in a jungle camp, the weather, it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
I remember how John Satterwhite used to try to convince me that the Dave Matthews Band and Rush were so much better than John Prine. It was like two people arguing which was better, cigarettes or cocaine. Anyway. I also learned who Phil Oakes was, and that was cool. Because there was that song, Changes, which I always thought was so beautiful, and then, boom, there it was. In Record Town, across the street from TCU, a Phil Oakes album. Phil Oakes live and in concert.
American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. And when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat. My feet are flat. My asthma's getting worse. Think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool. I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when a bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits. And I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes. I can hardly reach my knees. And when the enemy came close to me, I'd probably start to sneeze. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, my asthma's getting worse. Think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plan. I hate Joe in line, I hope he dies. One thing you gotta see is that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone is in me. So I wish you well, Sarge. Give him hell. Kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat. My feet are flat. My asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart, dear, my poor old invalid aunt. I ain't no fool, I'm going to school, I'm working in a defense plant.
So yeah, I was so impressed with Phil Oakes, I bought like this book called Death of a Rebel, the biography of Phil Oakes. In there was all kinds of cool stuff about Greenwich Village back in the early 60s, and even a reference to Bob Dylan, but I still wasn't on that, I wasn't on that train. Until, I mean, people ask me about Bob Dylan, but all I remembered about Bob Dylan was some record my mom had in her tap dancing studio in our basement that had Blowing in the Wind on it, and people danced to it, and it was horrible, and it said written by Bob Dylan, and I'm not sure where the recording came from, but the voice was just, I thought it was horrific. So I used to tell people, because I knew some of these songs I'd heard from Gordon Lightfoot, who was another big influence there, but I skipped that one. How many times can you play Early Morning Rain? It just didn't hit me. And then Larry Baskowski, who was either at that time or soon to become our student body president, said, you really need to listen to this Bob Dylan guy. And he gave me a 8-track tape of Blood on the Tracks, and it was pretty much all over. As soon as I heard Tango Love and Blue, it was all over.
'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, well, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I'd give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warned, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And with words like that, kind of changed my whole life, probably not for the better, but I don't know. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation, and she gave me a lethal dose. Offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. What's funny is most of the people I've been playing guitar with and or dating at the time tried to turn me on to Bob Dylan. But it was Larry Biskowski, who I barely knew, who had like a 3.5-foot bong in his dorm room, who finally got me to listen to him. And now I'm living in a foreign country, bound across the line. Beauty walks with razors that someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And so it was Bob Dylan. It was Bob Dylan all summer, and it was finding another side of Bob Dylan, and the times they are a-changing, and Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde, and it was like swimming in a pool of musical poetic mastery, and I barely came out of it alive. In between there, however, there was Charlie Reber again, who had gotten over John Prine, pretty much, and he was onto this Tom Waits guy. And that was just, like, too weird. I learned to play this song on piano, actually. And obviously I haven't learned to play it on guitar yet.
Operator number, please. It's been so many years. She'll remember my old voice while I fight the deer. Hello, hello, there is this Martha. This is old Tom Frost. And I am calling a long distance. Don't worry about the cause. Cause it's been 14 years or more. Now, Martha, please recall. Meet me out for coffee and we'll talk about it all. Those were days of roses, poetry and proses, Marv. All I had was you, and all you had was me. There were no tomorrows. We packed away our sorrows, and we saved them for a rainy day. You're much older too. How's the husband? How's the kids? You know that I got married too. You're lucky that you found someone to make you feel secure. We were all so young and foolish. Now we are mature.
Yeah, you can end on that.
But a long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step, and I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died, and they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Threw my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die, this will be the day that I. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Threw my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
bit from my musical roots. Hope you enjoyed it. Merry Christmas. Merry. Woo! Right at the end. Merry Christmas.